You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Eater's Digest 2020. My name is Daniel Janine. I am a producer at Eater and one of the hosts of this show. To start the year off, I wanted to bring you one of my favorite episodes of all time of the show. It is from long ago, before the digest renaissance. It is called The Worst Things That New York Diners Do in Restaurants. For this episode, I brought on a friend of mine, one of the funniest people I know. Her name is Erica Hall. She is the general manager of Ultra Delicious, Ultra Trendy Winsun. It's a Taiwanese restaurant in Brooklyn. Erica is brilliant at running restaurants and also a very observant person. She notices things that people do and often tells me about them. And I was like, hey, Erica, why don't you make a list of some things that diners are doing that are, you know, kind of driving you nuts a little bit. And maybe we'll talk about them on the show. And we did it. So without further ado, here is Erica Hall of Winsun. Erica, you're here today to talk about New York diner stereotypes, things that you notice in the restaurant, and things that you want to call out from your experience at Winsun in New York, but also other places you've worked. I think the most important thing that we wanted to clear up is, like, this is not us shitting on these people. From my perspective, it's like, if I was doing some of these things, I would want to know, because I always feel like everything I do in the world, I'm the only one who does it. And it's just like, nah, like lots of people do these things in restaurants, lots. And I would want to know that this is the thing that you would notice and that it makes your day maybe not worse, yeah, but it's just something you pick up on.
Or maybe it's a problem that you have and you're like, this keeps happening to me, but it's not just you, it's everybody, which is what happens at the door. You know?
At the door. So yeah. Wait, why don't we talk about your position? So you are the manager of Winsun. That means you are responsible for all the tables, yeah, and also the wait list, and also...
I oversee all of that. It's somebody else's specific responsibility. So, like, you know, the host is responsible for that, but I'm constantly...
Mm-hmm. Monitoring that stuff.
Like, yeah, I'm always up there being like, hey, what's up? What's going on? Looking at it, checking it to make sure that things are right. Or there might be something that I see somewhere. And then, yeah, with tables, obviously there's like servers, but I'm obviously always at the tables too. I run food. I make drinks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I crack
jokes.
That's my favorite part of my job. That's all I really do. Those are my favorite days when I finish the day and I'm like, wow. I pretty much just like...
You torched a couple tables.
Went around talking to people all day. Just talk shit all night. But then there's other days where I'm more responsible for other things.
Why don't we start with things that happen at the door? Talk to me about this, everyone's around the corner.
Yeah.
What does this mean?
It just means like people, you know, you arrived at a restaurant. You're like, all right, we're going to be a party of three. Okay. Is everybody here? Well, no, but my friend, they're one stop away on the train, so they'll be here in 5 minutes.
Yeah. You hear this a lot?
Based back to back to back. It's like a series of saying the same things to people to where you're like, okay, cool. Just let me know when everybody's here and we'll let you know how long the wait will be.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're almost here. Okay, perfect. As soon as they get here, just come back and talk to me.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I love it. I always take people's names down because the app that we use, it tracks amount of time that it's been.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually like you'll see like the 20-minute mark and the people are at the bar like – feverishly texting on their phone, like, where are you?
What do you think people are really saying when they're saying that, like, they're around the corner?
I mean, I think people's friends think are
believe?
Lying to them.
Okay.
Everybody, like, this is a meme, I feel like, now, too. It's everybody's all like, oh, I'm five minutes away, I'm almost there. When, in fact, you're, like, at home choosing your shoes. But people do, I think they do a lot of time really believe their friends.
Okay.
People will come back and be like, sorry, they told me they were close, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I totally get it. That's why we have this... Why we do it this way, because we know that people are never actually where they're at.
Right.
One person was like, my friend, no, they're getting off the bus right now. It's right there. And I was like, okay. But it turned out that their friend was getting off of like a different bus to walk to.
Yeah.
People are never where they say they are. There's also the other side of that where then somebody else, a complete party, does arrive and they get seated. And the person's like, well, I was here first. And I'm like, yeah. But we only seat completed parties. And that's why, is because where's your friend?
Right. They're it's like, important to have a rule that you don't budge from, right?
That's like, it's huge.
Yeah.
And that's what I even say to people sometimes. I'm like, look, everybody else in this room right now, there are like five other parties waiting to be complete. How mm-hmm. would you feel mm-hmm. if I was telling you this? And then you look over and there's one person sitting waiting for another person. You're going to be mad at me.
Right.
That's why it's like important, at least for me, to always stick to the same thing. But sometimes people don't get that either.
They're have you gotten better at, like, what is the right level of firmness to give to people?
Well, this is another like little manager trick that I like, is like I make the host tell people things just because yeah. then if they have a problem with that, then there's like another step.
Okay.
To where like if I'm telling you this and then you like want a second opinion, I already am the second opinion. You know what I mean?
Then you don't like call the host over and just like do a little spin you're the manager. Around.
I am the manager.
Yeah, right.
No, but I think as long as you like continue saying the same things and like use the same verbiage, mm-hmm. that's like your best way to get out of those sticky situations with people. Sometimes it's just like a matter of literally repeating yourself. Yeah. Okay, as soon as everybody's here, I can quote you a wait time. And they're like, well, can you just tell us how long the wait will be now? And it's like, no, I can't. Because no telling what's going to happen between right. now and the 20 minutes when your friend gets here. But as long as you stay, I don't think you have to stay, like say anything particularly firm mm-hmm. so much as like, be like, just the same thing.
Just say it again.
You can just pop up to the bar and we'll get you seated as soon as everyone's here.
All right, should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, what about people who request extra chairs?
Well, anytime that people, like, people do that too. They get there or they have a reservation.
Yeah.
And they're like.
Like they'll have a reservation for four.
For five.
Okay.
And then they'll be like, cool, can we just have an extra chair? Which normally isn't a big deal, but because our tables like do max out. Like say you're nine people and you're like, ooh, can we just have two extra chairs? But it's like, no, because then you won't fit at the table.
Right.
But they're like, no, we can just squeeze. We're all friends. And we're like, oof. But I've definitely seen situations where people like have asked for an extra chair and we like give them an extra chair and then like more people arrive. We had one table where people were literally just like secretly sharing chairs because they like at that point they were like, well, we don't want to ask for another chair. It's probably the thought process behind it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, here, no, wait, just sit under the table.
What were you guys saying about people who are just sharing, secretly sharing chairs?
I was like, servers are coming up to me like, are you seeing this? And I was like, let them live. Honestly, like, because at some point you're like, all right, if y'all are comfortable sitting on the same chair, yeah. that's fine.
What if it's a party of two, like sitting across from each other, and the two people sitting on the bench, the person sitting on the bench is tiny. And then another person comes in and they're also tiny and they're like, hey, can we just share this side of the table to make it a three, but it's actually just a two top.
Well, people don't really ask those sorts of things. You just look over and it's happening. But it's definitely one of those things where I wouldn't want to be involved in that decision making anyway, because it's like, all right, now what? Now the big dude next to you has his big friend come and he's like, but they're doing it. And I have to be like, yeah, but they're small people. Like, that doesn't work.
No.
Now
yeah,
I'm that stop. Person. Yeah, now I'm like right. weight shaming somebody in a restaurant while they're trying to have dinner. Like, but my favorite is
but
when
it's not
there's,
like a fire hazard.
No, it's not, but it is like, it's just like uncomfortable for the people next to you.
Right.
Because then it's like, if you're sitting on a bench mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden people are just adding people, like they're a little bit intruding on your experience.
For sure.
But my favorite is when two people are sitting at a table together, and this typically happens like later at night, and then they end up just sitting on the same side of the table just to be close to each other.
Yeah, same size people.
Just God, to make out in front of the room.
I hate that. They just suck face in the...
yes, or just like... hold each other, which I honestly don't know what's worse.
Yeah.
Like when you're like, it's like, come on now. And then like once food starts getting there, it's always interesting because like if people do it either before the meal, you're like, all right, what's going to happen mm-hmm, when they start mm-hmm. eating? Are they going to just like feed each other on this side of the table?
Yeah. What does happen?
Or I mean, different things. typically people like will move back, but sometimes, yeah, people will just sit there or I've seen people try to turn their whole table
yeah.
to like make it
no.
longer.
No. On the,
yes.
You've seen that happen?
I've seen that happen multiple times where you're just like, wait, what? Are you moving our furniture? Which happens a good amount. People are like, can I just
shit.
Move this here?
What is it? What kind of holding of each other? They're just like resting their head in each other's shoulders?
Just,
like,
yeah.
That kills the vibe in the whole room, right?
Well, that's the thing is that I wonder about this all the time because there has to be like a certain little like. I always wonder what they're getting out of it, out of the room, seeing what's happening, right? Because there has to be. Sometimes it's not even like making out. Yeah. It's literally just like, oh, let me keep my arm around you, and let me like hold your hand that you're not eating with. I've seen it's interesting how the ways that people will figure out to still be in contact while having a meal.
Keep the connection. What do server like? What does the team say when there's like an aggressive PDA situation?
I mean, I think I'm the most dramatic about it just because I'm a dramatic person. Like, if I see people kissing, I'm like, oh, God, oh, look, they're making out. Like, but people will notice, and then you just kind of go about your job and have to keep an eye on. But it's always awkward when you're going over. Like, you never go to that table without a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're never just like, how is everything?
So the better,
you're
the
like,
more.
I'm gonna let you live.
If you're running food to the table and they're like mid-kiss, what do you do? Just wait? In the window.
Here's your.
you clear.
Pea shoots. Yeah.
Here's excuse your
me.
Pea shoots.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, you won't make a joke about it?
No, I don't ever acknowledge the fact that people are getting like weird.
Yeah. Are you ever like if people are in a fight or something? Will you ever call it out? Will you ever call anything out that you see?
Different. Not people arguing. Yeah. That's something that I've seen a lot of lately. I don't know. It's in the air.
Yeah.
Spring is happening. People are like, I got to get out of this.
Yeah.
Get out of this relationship I got in for the winter. But typically.
That's probably real.
Yeah, no, it has to be, right? I don't date people though, so I don't know. I don't know what's real. No, so people will be like packing up their food like before it's all done. Mm-hmm. And the server will come up like, hey, just so you know, like I didn't just drop the check on them. Like they're in a huge argument. So they're just going to get out of here.
Oh, the server's worried that you're going to think they prematurely dropped the check.
Yeah, the server's like thinking that, because I will be. Like if I see a check on a table with like food still being eaten, like different things. But now we have a pretty good level of communication where everybody's like, hey, here's what's happening. Or hey, this or that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with dishes at Winsun where people always want to hang on to like the empty bowl. So you like it's.
Because they want to dip shit in it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Always. It's like you'll try to take a clam bowl and you'll get like, I've had somebody hit my hand before.
What?
Like multiple times. And I'm like, okay.
You have?
Yes. Literally. Like
like with a like, chopstick?
Like no, just with their hand, like a smack. Like, whoa.
What do you say to that?
I just chuckle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you want to hang on to that? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, I feel it.
Wow.
Good sauce. When I was just thinking about getting my hand hit, I also was just thinking about like people who like get too comfortable with you.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, people who get too comfortable with the servers,
or just everybody in general. Like, there's like it's always like a visiting parent is like, "What's your name? What's your name?" You know, like, as soon as somebody asks your name, and I say this all the time, people who ask people's names use their name. Like, people don't just ask people's names so that when they leave, they can be like, "All right, bye, Erica. Thank you."
Yeah.
All dinner long, they're gonna be like, "Erica, Erica." Hey, Erica.
Yeah.
Hey.
Erica's back.
Yeah. No, literally. And like Trig, who's the chef at Winsun, will be like he'll have big groups of people coming in and everybody calls me Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like, he'll tell people, oh yeah, well, Rico will be there, blah, blah, blah. And multiple times there have been like groups of like old like people from like Virginia being like, where's Rico? And I'm like, oh my gosh. Because it's really like a name, like a nickname that came from like not a like professional place. So having like old people being like, Rico, excuse me, Rico.
Yeah. Yeah. How does it make you feel?
It's just funny to me. I'm like, yeah, what's up, guys?
I thought what you were going to say was like when the chef comes over and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, Rico will be with you soon. They're like, Rico, who's Rico? Are you talking about our Erica?
Yeah, like they already know me as like, Erica.
We know her. That's
we
Erica.
Know Erica. Who's Rico? Ooh.
Well, speaking of that, let's talk about people who say like, oh, we'd love to say thank you to the chef. The intention is good, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. But what? How does that make you feel as a manager?
I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, all right. because especially at Winsun, like we don't, like we're, the way that the kitchen is set up and like the busyness level is like, he's not going to come out here and be able to talk to you right now.
Right.
So like,
when
I started.
Get slammed.
Yeah. And I think when I started, there was more of like a, there's just so much nuance to everything that when I started, I'd go back and be like, hey, table 3 would like to meet you and say thanks, you know, but it's like, they're back there in the shits.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, yeah, I'll go see what's going on back there. Mm-hmm. And then I just come back and I'm like, ooh, he's super busy, but he does say, like, he does appreciate the acknowledge, whatever the mm-hmm. fuck, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. But
do you get people who want to take photos with the chef? I just see that on Instagram all the time. People are like, can we grab a photo with the chef?
I love it when that happens. I love, like, going out of my way to make it so that it can happen.
So it can.
Because, yeah. Trig doesn't, like, doesn't not want to do it, but mm-hmm. I love, like, just making it happen. I have in my phone so many pictures being taken, like, to the point where I've even, like, it's really funny to me. Because Trig's kind of an awkward dude with that shit, too.
Yeah.
To where, like, he'll be, like, posing with, like, groups of people.
Doing a big
bear
hug.
And I'm just on the side, like, let me get a couple more. And it's a little bit, like, became a little bit of a joke at one point.
Yeah.
To where I'm like, no, we can make this happen. Give us a couple minutes. But some people will also wait. And so I'll be like, I need this table. You got to get out here. You got to get out here and take this picture.
Have them, like, wait outside and be like, we'll get to this when we can.
They're just, like, on the corner. Yeah, in summertime, I'm going to use that.
All right. So, I mean, I guess that brings us to Instagram. It's something we talk about a lot. But, like, what is people gramming food to you these days? And
it's whenever you see that light box come out, you're like, all right, cool. I'm going to let the host know that this table is going to be a little longer.
Oh, for real?
Oh, for real. Different, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The light box, by the way, is the secondary light source that people will hold. It's like usually the size of a second cell phone.
Yeah.
And they'll hold it above their food.
Just to get that real good lighting.
Yeah. It's like bring a fucking full studio lighting setup.
I've seen people bring lots of
What's the most extensive lighting? I mean, multiple light boxes?
I mean, I've seen tables with multiple people with their light boxes. Or like now I'm seeing more often because people are catching on to the light box. Like people just like wrapping a napkin around their phone. So if you need a little trick.
First time I did that, I thought I was kind of cool.
Wrapped a napkin around your phone.
I'm with someone who's an obsessive, who likes food photos, I feel like...
You're trying to help them out.
Well, help them out. But also like, I think I can help get it done sooner.
Yeah, okay.
Is that fine? I mean, that's fine.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this shit. We're going to take this fucking picture. Let's take it. Let's get it right. Let's get it good. But also, it's funny because then you'll have people using, like, you can just tell the real from the pretend. Mm-hmm. And, like, old people are more, like, grabbing their candles to take a picture. But if it's, like, a four top and three of them have light boxes, I'm for sure going to the host and being like, do not expect this table back in the normal amount of time.
What?
Like, stretch out your quote time. Even if it's just 15 minutes, like, for the next four top to be able to get that table, because people are going to take longer because you got to think they're not starting to eat their food.
Until like they're, it's cold.
Yeah. Like they're like, oh, let me just take 12 pictures of this. We had one person put the food on the ground. And I was like, yo. But do you though? You know, I'm like, this is New York.
Right.
People don't realize how dirty everything is. Like, yeah, we mop this floor. We keep the restaurant like pretty clean.
Mm-hmm.
But still, once service starts, people are in and out the door from the streets. I think about that all the time.
Has anyone asked for like ridiculous like seating changes or something to accommodate Instagram?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, we have one table that like yields, like that just takes the best pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like in the front corner and you have like two windows full of plants mm-hmm. and a lazy Susan. And you're just going to get better. And during the day, you're getting natural light there.
Yeah.
So it's just, you're going to get way better pictures. I've had like two tops asked to sit there. Mm-hmm. And it's like a table for like 7 to 8. Like, can we sit there? And I'm like, I literally, one guy, oh my God. One more, like, and then now with Instagram, you're going to have people being like, well, I have this many followers on Instagram.
What?
Yeah. And one guy had like, it's like, this might be a little specific, but he had like 3,000 followers. I was like, I'm sorry, sir. That table is actually reserved for 100,000 followers and above. Like, literally.
You did not.
No, of course not. I thought of that like an hour after the conversation with him. But because I was like, dude, you can't be coming out here trying to flex your 3,899 followers.
That's better than that. That's closer to 4,000. But
yeah, but like, also just sit at a table for two. There are two of you.
Yeah.
The host was like, he says he has a lot of followers. It's like, dude, like, just stick to the program. Because also, like, I don't like to even do, like, at the door at least, I don't really like to do too much special stuff for even people that, like, you can, like, this is New York. Like, sure, you're going to see a celebrity come in, but, like, I'm not going to mess up anybody else's weight to accommodate somebody just because I think that, like,
sure.
Oh, you're cool.
Sarah Jessica Parker comes in?
I'm going to get her in as soon as I can without making anybody else go above their weight. That's anybody. Yeah. You could, like, Rihanna could come, Rihanna can
Obama.
Come in. Barack Obama can, I'll shut down the,
yeah.
Just everybody out. No, that would be, I mean, that's somebody who calls ahead, though. I don't think I would ever be surprised by him. But, like, if Rihanna came in, I'd still be like, sorry, I'm sorry, Ri. I told this person 1:15 and it's been 1:10. You're going to have to wait.
Yeah. I mean, I don't believe you, but we can move on.
But people do love to try to flex on the host. And at, when the restaurant first opened, like being like, oh, well, is Trigg here? Like meant a lot more. I think now as he gets more like people know his name.
Yeah.
When they think of Winston, they know that Trigg is there. So it's like the host will be like, they say they know Trigg. And I'm like,
just for the audio listeners, you were doing a little detective look around thing.
That's me from the back of the restaurant. I try to like keep my distance in case they are like, Erica, oh, Erica,
right.
Which also happens. I can't actually.
Yeah, I can't do anything for you.
I mean, as much as I love everybody, I stick pretty firmly to the rule of like, I'm not going to mess up somebody else.
What are other weird flex moves that people have on the host?
I mean, I actually recently got my first ever I Know Erica.
Nice.
Which I was like, she was like, the person at the door knows you.
So we should say, like, this is after they would get quoted, like,
yeah,
2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You always get, you never just come in. You come in and you find out that the wait's in 2 hours.
Right.
And you're like, well, actually, I know.
There's always a well, actually.
That's the move that everybody does, is you don't just out of the gate say, you don't automatically start flexing. You're like, oh, it's going to be that long? Are you sure? Well, what about...
What about with this flex?
What about if I told you?
Do you ever... I mean, I'm sure at some points you have to say, like, we're actually not taking any more for the night.
Yeah. But we'll usually do, like, we can put you on, but we can't ensure that you'll get a table, but if people drop off.
Yeah.
Because anytime that you're getting, like the other day we had, like, 22 tops on the wait, and it's, like, 8 o'clock. We're closed at 11. But if you get somewhere at 8 o'clock and they tell you 2.5 hours, what are the chances that you're actually going to wait those 2.5 hours and come in and eat?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could go get a meal somewhere.
Right.
And go back.
Yeah.
Which, like, hey, maybe that is what you do. Maybe you get quoted 3 hours and you go get a deli sandwich.
But I think that's a good takeaway for people, which is that if you get quoted 2 hours at 8, it's probably only going to be an hour.
No, I don't want that to be the takeaway. Because that's another thing is people will be like, Oh, I'll take those odds.
Yeah, right.
Like, or people will literally, like, you know, so many times people have been like, and this is the wildest thing to me is I'm like, why would you say that? Because people will be like, and this has happened to me so many times. So if you're somebody who said this, it's not about you. But like, people will be like, well, I don't believe that. So go ahead and put me down.
See,
and I'm usually like, okay, well, all right, what's your name? And your phone number?
They're like, oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah, last weekend it was only this long. And I'm like, the only thing is that what you have to, the takeaway is that we have to quote on who's on the way.
Of course.
I've caught in a couple of hosts being like, well, probably this many people will drop off. And I was like, yo, I've seen the wait go all the way through many a time
where you're like, dang.
Where you're like, please drop off, please drop off.
And no one's ever going to be upset that they waited less time. People are only going to be like, you quoted me 2 hours and it's 3 hours now. Then that really fucks you up.
I usually, that's another thing that, like, is a big part of my job is, like, puzzling together the room to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want anybody going more than 5 minutes over there. I don't want people going over their weight at all.
Right.
But if it's, like, 5 minutes, I'm starting to, like, stress out and be like, all right, what am I going to do to move this around and change this?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes for hosts, it can be, like, I can be a little overbearing. I'm like, all right, no, here's what we're going to do. And I'll come back 3 minutes later. I thought about it differently. This is what we're going to do.
What are your moves? How do you actually do it?
Well, because you have, like, any place you're probably, like, going to have, like, flex tables, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, tables that if I want to, I can sit 2 people or I can sit 3 people or a 4-top where I can put 5 people. We have a ton of tables in the basement. Sometimes on a weekend, I'll be like, I'm going to bring up another 2-top and connect it to this other 2-top to make a 4-top.
Right.
Because I have 5
fours. So you got a little bit of flexibility.
Yeah. But if ever people do get over their weight, I'll usually like go up to them. And this kind of segues into the next topic is if they're like at the bar and say they're like 15 minutes over their weight, I'll be like, hey, you guys, like, do you have any food allergies, dietary restrictions? And I'll like have the kitchen send out like cucumbers or something so that while they're like looking over the menu, because at this point they're like hangry.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. That's why people are so like mean to hosts, because they're like starving. Yeah. And a host is the only person in a restaurant who like tells you no. Like everybody else
will
go.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I think about that all the time. That's the only, like, my job is to figure out ways to say yes to people. Right. Mm-hmm. In whatever that means. And the host is literally the only person who's like, ooh.
That's the only no, no you get in the whole place.
Yeah. Everything else, we're just here to like make sure you have a good time. But then usually if people like hit their table, like say 15, 20 minutes late, and you mm-hmm. hit them with like something light snack, they're like, oh, thank you.
Blah, blah. Oh, this is really going to tide me over.
Yeah. Till, you know, so you can think about the menu.
So allergies these days, is it destroying your life? Or, I mean, you know.
Well, also Wind Sun is like being like, we've made a lot of changes now to like make it less, our menu less, like more allergy friendly. Mm-hmm. But like when the restaurant first opened, and I started out as a server. It was crazy because probably like a couple months in, it became like the law that you have to ask every single table, do you have any food allergies, mm-hmm. dietary restrictions? Is cilantro okay? Because there were a lot of allergies hiding on the menu, right? Like everything had peanuts in it, but mm-hmm. nothing said peanuts, but a couple things said peanut, which is still like sometimes the case. But people will, you have like one of, like there's many different types of allergy people. There's like the person who is super open about their allergy, who's like, I am allergic to this, this, and this, and this. You're like, all right, perfect. Let me go through the menu and explain to you just whatever mm-hmm. it is that you can't eat.
That's my mom.
And then they're like, well, can we not just take it out of this dish? And you're like, no. And they're like, well, it's more of a sensitivity. So I'll just risk it. And you're like, all right, sure. And then there's also the people who have like who are like deathly allergic to things who you're like, does anybody have any allergies? And they're like, yeah, I do. And you're like, what are you allergic to? And they're like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I have to worry about it. Come on, help me out here, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like,
I can't
no.
be within 10 feet of peanut.
Yeah, here. They're like, no, it's fine. I've eaten here before. I know what I can and can't eat.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like,
so these people who are trying to be accommodating actually makes it more difficult.
Well, yeah, then you have to, because you have to figure out the allergy regardless. Mm-hmm. If a server came up to me and was like, hey, table 5 has an unknown allergy that they won't tell me, I'd be like, word, really? Because then I'm going to go over and like make a
How
couple
do you
jokes
get it out
and
of
make
them?
The person.
Let's get
just, you know, light bullying, little yeah. shame. It works. That's how I get everything out of everybody, though. I like make a couple jokes. I'm like, hey, I hear you have an allergy. They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. What, like, you know, whatever.
All right,
it is.
Let's say I have a hidden allergy. You come over. I'm like, no, don't. Hey, thanks for coming over. I know. Don't worry. I've eaten here. I know the menu really well. You don't have to worry about it. What'd you do?
You could do like the like phone line. We've actually recently made changes, so I'm gonna need to know.
Yeah.
But usually, like, you can literally just explain to people. Okay, I understand that, but like, you know, I don't want you to die here. Or I'll just do something aggressive
one.
That way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, well, in that case, like,
if you die
you
here,
your
it's worse for me than it is
like,
for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have your EpiPen with you? Because I don't, like.
We don't stock
yeah,
them.
Yeah. I don't have any. I just used it yesterday on a guy who wouldn't tell me what his allergies are.
Hey, that's fucking good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So the.
But also, they don't realize, like, sometimes it's like. It's like the level, like in a small ass kitchen, mm-hmm. cross contamination is a thing.
Yeah.
There are people with like gluten allergies who like if flour's in the air.
Yeah.
And that's like celiac or whatever, but still.
What are bar line cutters?
Oh, yeah, that's on my list too, actually.
Yeah.
Those are the people who two deep bar and people go off to the side to the pass where like servers pick mm-hmm. up drinks and like just stare at the bartender and they're like, ooh, can I order with you? And one of our bartenders is like, I love him, but sometimes I have to be like, yo, I just need you to like chill a little bit, because he'll literally be like, yep, mm-hmm, I'll be with you in just a minute, but there is a line. If you'd like to step over there, then you can get behind the 8 other people who are waiting to order a drink too.
Oh, he'll sass him?
No, he is super sassy. Which is like, there's like a playful line to tread with that, mm-hmm. because like also there are like, this is where we walk through to get to the kitchen and bring out food and do all this. So it's like not a good place to be standing
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But another way to cut is to like order your drink. And of course the bartender's like working on it, but you have a list of things you're doing all the time. And they'll be like, oh, I actually ordered a drink. And like this same particular bartender will be like, oh, I know, but just 3 other people ordered before you. So as soon as I'm done with that, I'm going to get right to yours.
Wow.
But everybody, like people, it's happening on like a loop all night. I don't know if it's that people think that the service pass is a part of the bar.
To me, I think you can see it two ways. I think you can also see it like airport security lines where go in the shortest line.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Like if people aren't seeing that there is a space in the bar to order. But I think in this case, you're saying that they're sneaking around to a place where they should not be standing.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think if you compare it to airport security, that would be like at a place where there are like multiple bartenders.
I guess I see what you're saying.
And also like I'm not going to lie and say that I don't go to a bar and
look for the quickest access.
Yeah, and try to get my drink before people that were there before me.
Right.
I do that all the time. And usually I just do it off charm. Just sit there looking.
Yeah.
But also that's the other thing is like
batting of the eyes
there. Yeah. That's what I do at the bars. I go and I like just look at people and blink a lot.
I feel like I'm either really good at it or really bad at it, and nothing feels worse than I'm like, I got this. I've got the lane to the bartender right now. I lock eyes. I'm like, over here, and then it just walks right by me, and I'm like, God, I'm a failure.
You're like, I thought I felt cool for a minute. You relax.
I had him.
You relax in that moment. You're like, all right, I have his attention.
I look around at all the people I'm with like, yeah. your boy got you drinks. Next topic. Oh, this is a simple one, but people who aren't ready to order.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we have the exact same list.
Probably do, yeah.
That's you can always tell who's not ready to order because they're like, excuse me, we're ready. We're ready.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like, and especially as a manager, sometimes
there's a quiet confidence amongst people who are ready to order, and they will never tell you they're ready, but they're ready.
Yeah, you can tell. I always just like set my menu down.
Yeah.
Is like, I feel like a good body language to be like, well, yeah, I'm good.
I'll give you the shit I do after this, but you can always, you were saying, like, you can always tell.
Well, no, and especially like as a manager, because I am walking around a lot, people will be like, excuse me, we're ready to order. And I'll kind of like look around to see, because a lot of times like their server is on the way.
Right.
In which case I'll be like, perfect, give me 2 seconds, I'll grab your server. But if I see the server is like at a large table.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the order because I'm like, you're ready now, and they're likely going to be at that table for a while. And it's always the, like, it's 90% of the time the same thing where people are like, so, you know what you want? To their friend, and the friend's like, no, you go first, and I'm going to, and I do this all the time, too, is I'll have two things I'm thinking about, and I need a little pressure to decide.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you go, and the friend's like, okay, well, how many dishes do you think we should order? And I'm like, okay, so you just don't know what you want at all.
Okay, but I would say that may be a fair first question.
No, that's a super fair first question. But the intro to it is, hey, we have a couple questions.
Yeah.
Not, excuse me, we're ready to order right now and
our server's
MIA.
We're ready.
We're RTG.
By the way, we have a couple questions.
No, that's usually the follow-up, which is fine. I can answer menu questions
any day long. Yeah. Okay,
all day.
So they're like, okay, how many dishes? You tell them, you give them whatever.
Yeah, and they're like, well, what do you like? And this is something
that
anybody who works in the service industry has probably honed in on, is I don't give recommendations without first being like, okay, do you have any food allergies or dietary restrictions? Half the time they're like a vegan who also is allergic to nuts.
Yeah.
Because, no, seriously, you're like, oh, well, my favorite thing are the pork buns. And they're like, ooh, okay, what else? And you're like, also the beef roll. And they're like, but what if I'm a vegan? I'm like, well, what if you had opened with that? You know? But so I always ask that first because whenever I don't, they're always vegan. It happened to me like last weekend.
Yeah.
I just went straight in because I was a little in a rush. And I was like, shit.
So I got to say, like when I ask, I mean, I'm an asker. My rule with myself is I'm down to say, what should I get? As long as I accept every suggestion they give me.
Okay. Yeah. That's also a classic thing is to ask for things and then go a completely different route.
You can't do that.
You make somebody describe like 5 dishes and then you're like, I'll go with the chicken fingers.
Yeah. Especially if you're like, which do you prefer between the chicken or the beef? And then you're like, oh, the beef, I had it today. I love that thing so much. And they're like, I think I'm going to get the chicken. Like,
no, but even that is, in my opinion, like fair, just because it's like, you know, that was what you needed. You like now you just like. Were able to decide on your own. Like, you know what I mean? Because you knew all along
generous.
You wanted the chicken, right?
Yeah.
Well, because I'm that way. Like, I'll read things. But what also happens, though, is people are like, what should I get, the chicken or the beef? And then they literally go and get an entirely different item that they didn't ask you about, which is always like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it doesn't bother you?
I mean, you can't let any, like, you nothing really bother. I can, rant about a lot of things, but at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm going to go home.
And they've made their order.
You're going to go home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to love it regardless of what you have.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to try not to think about how long I spent explaining every dish on the menu to you.
All right, last one. What, the guy who knows everything about all the food that hits the table. Uh-oh, you're nodding.
No, that, like, I feel like that's probably everywhere, but, like, especially working at, like, a Taiwanese-American restaurant, there's always somebody who, like, just got back from Taiwan, but they're, like, a regular white dude. Like, not to say that it can't be a regular anybody, but, of course. Or they've been somewhere a bunch of times, so they, like, that's kind of, on the, like, in the same vein as people being, like, are you new? Just up to, like, a server and this, like, basically, like, suggesting that they know the menu better or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how funny that is, because it's, like, real. Like, people are like, oh. Because that's happened multiple times recently where people are like, oh, well, this is, or they, like, when you're dropping food off, you'll be like, oh, here's the whatever. And there's somebody at the table like, oh, you guys, this is the, and then they, like, go into a deep, like, they, like, describe the dish. And maybe they're even wrong. It happened the other day where somebody was wrong, and I was like, it was at, like, a table of nine, and it was, like, one guy who was really showing off, and I, like, really weighed my options up to be like, actually.
Did you say it?
No, I was like, I just chuckled, because it wasn't, like, going to harm anybody, him being wrong. You know what I mean? And I was like, you know, I'm just going to let him live his life, because at the end of the day, I'm going to come off worse being, like, the, like, ooh, sir, actually, you're completely wrong about that. I was like, let him live. He was living. He was having a good night. He was like, you know when you're just like on? Everything, yeah. Like you're at a table of dinner and everything you say lands.
Yeah, yeah.
That was him that night.
And you were killing too?
No, it was him. Yeah. And I wasn't going to step on that.
No,
I've been there and I've felt that. And you don't want some random person who's like just coming in, stepping on your...
It could have been the pivotal moment, the pivotal turning point in his whole existence.
Nah.
Where he went from good to bad.
Yeah, right? I, like, create a monster. He's like, oh, no. He's, like, mad at the, like, lady who corrected him for being wrong. That's a whole nother story.
Ooh, that got a little creepy.
Yeah, it did. I listened to a lot of weird podcasts, though, so that's what I just thought of. They all have that moment.
Oh, what is the networker?
Oh, is that on the list?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be any... I mean, like, that's, like...
The people who are, like, shaking hands with meeting the other tables?
Yeah. You do that, too! You don't... You were in Winsun having dinner and got offered dessert from the table next to you
because
you were,
true?
Like, chopping. I don't think that was networking so much as just, like, you were... You don't... Yeah, you... Remember with the...
No.
With the sparkler at the table and it was a homemade cake.
That's different.
And you were whistling for them.
That's
and made friends, and they're like, have some dessert, and you like didn't even want it.
Yeah, I didn't want their dessert.
No, yeah,
that's different. I'm saying people who are like, yeah, yeah, give me your card. I'll call you on Monday or whatever.
I see people trying to make friends a lot.
Mm-hmm.
People offer the tables next to them their food.
I love
all
that.
The time.
I love that.
Sometimes it does. It feels very communal. It
gives you an opportunity to try more food.
It does.
Sometimes you just want a bite of something.
Yeah. But also, do you really want to offer the person who's looking at your food a bite of your food? Like, I've never offered somebody some of my food. I don't know what the circumstance would be where I do that.
Clearly the difference between me and you.
Yeah.
Well, what's the circumstance? Is there someone... See, here's the thing. You offer someone a bite of your food, and then they're probably going to...
Have you already eaten off of this food, though? Like, if it's a fresh plate, I'm probably... No, then I'm definitely not... I don't know.
You want the first bite, I'm assuming.
No, because that seems like it's like...
Weird. They really like you.
Yeah.
I just think, like, restaurant experiences should be more communal. I don't necessarily want to sit at the same table as everyone else, but I like to share.
I've been waiting for the day that I go out somewhere and the wait for two is, like, dumb long.
Yeah.
And then the wait for four is, like, no wait. And there's, like, a two top next to me. And I'm like, you guys want to have dinner? And then we sit and have dinner.
Yeah. That's
like,
great.
Yeah. I've been waiting for it. We'll see. I made people do that the other day. I didn't make people do that the other day, but I was like, look, here's the deal. I have this table available. You guys are three. You guys are two. It's going to be a really long wait. But if you guys want, we can put you at one table. Because they also were both really cool groups of people that, like, I personally vibed with. So I was like, they'll probably vibe with each other.
Yeah.
And one of the girls ended up writing a whole Yelp review about it. Being
really?
Like, it was amazing. We got to sit with these strangers, blah, blah, blah. But also, like, that's a very specific situation. You can't just be pairing anybody together.
No.
But I could tell that they were going to really love each
really
other.
Really vibe?
Yeah, they were being loud.
How hard can you vibe as a Yelper, though?
Ooh. Ooh. I've never written a Yelp review.
I'm not surprised about that. All right, well, thank you so much for coming by the studio.
Hopefully some of this is funny.
At least 35 minutes of it is funny.
Okay, hey.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the Eater Upsell. I hope you enjoyed this episode with Erica Hall of Winsun, Taiwanese American restaurant in Brooklyn. If you did, please make sure to subscribe to the show on whatever platform you use. Maybe throw it a star or two, or five stars, and shoot us an email about anything at upsell@eater.com. We will be back next week with food stories. That's not true. That's in 2 weeks. I don't know what we'll do next week.